It's Thursday, September 8th, 2016 AD. This is The World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. With just months left to go in the presidential campaign, the George Washington University poll found Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, quote, locked in a virtual tie, unquote. However, the Washington Post analyzed the electoral map and found that Clinton holds 244 solid votes right now and Trump only 126. A new Barna Group study found nearly 6 out of 10 mainline Protestant pastors have never spoken to pro-life issues from the pulpit. And in the past 6 months, only 1 in 10 mainline Protestant pastors have addressed the murder of the unborn. Sadly, most women getting abortions identify as Christians. The Worldview spoke to Lisa Stover, National Programs Coordinator for Students for Life of America, about the deafening silence from the church on the pro-life issue.
I think partially this could be from pastors maybe just not knowing how to talk about it, or maybe a lack of emergency for understanding how much it affects those in their congregation. And on top of that, maybe they are worried about offending those in their congregation, maybe losing members of their congregation who may be offended by the topic. So I think that could be a fear on their part, and so maybe they kind of shy away from it because of that.
Isaiah 58:1 says, "Cry aloud, do not hold back. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Declare to my people their transgression, to the house of Jacob their sins." American teens have not curtailed their fornication, but they have fewer pregnancies and abortions. Study results just released by the Journal for Adolescent Health found teen births have dropped 36% in 6 years, while their sexual activity has remained about the same. 86% of sexually active teen women are using contraceptives, and the preferred methods are long-acting contraceptives that will produce abortions like the IUD. A new perversion of marriage is becoming popular: sologamy, the practice of marrying oneself. It is most common among women, according to Christian Headlines. Some have gone as far as having their own marriage ceremonies. Despite China's persistent persecution of Christians, Chinese parents are now begging teachers to instruct their children in Christianity. Sean Elgott, headmaster of Veritas Christian Academy of Virginia, told CBN News, quote, "Chinese parents start to realize Christian education is beyond textbooks. The parents want their kids to live with faith. They are begging us to teach them about Jesus," unquote. A Russian fighter jet buzzed a U.S. Navy reconnaissance plane in the past week over the Black Sea. Defense officials indicated the Russian fighter flew dangerously close while the American aircraft was in international airspace. New York City pastor Bill Devlin has spent around $4,000 out of his own pocket to supply weapons to the Nineveh Plain Protection Units, an Iraqi government-recognized group of Assyrian Christians defending their homeland from ISIS. Weapons supplied include grenades, rocket-propelled grenade launchers, and AK-47 rifles, according to the Christian Post. The leader of the group, Benham Abush, told Devlin he was the first to offer such practical assistance against the far better-equipped Islamic militants. Christian Today reports the Nineveh Plain Protection Units liberated the traditionally Christian village of Bedna this past week after 2 years of ISIS subjugation. Nehemiah 4:14 says, "Do not be afraid of them. Remember the Lord, great and awesome, and fight for your brethren, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your houses." In Southern California, 2 Indian Hills elementary school students have been diagnosed with leprosy, according to an unconfirmed report. Taking precautions, Jurupa Unified School District officials notified parents of the situation last week, according to the Press Enterprise. The Palumbo siblings, 10 in all, are a great testimony to the grace of God through trials. They lost their father, who was a firefighter during the 9/11 attacks. 12 years later, they lost their mother to cancer. The Palumbo 10 decided to stick together and help raise one another. Their ages range from 15 to 30. 21-year-old Patrick said their parents, quote, "instilled in us the importance of being together, eating together, praying together," unquote. 26-year-old Maria shared, quote, "If we had all separated, we'd be a mess. When there's suffering, there's joy at the end of it," unquote. Some of the Palombos spoke to CNN about their father and their Christian faith.
One thing that really drove him, I think, more than anything was his faith. He felt blessed, definitely, to have so many kids.
Joey's the third, yeah. And the fifth.
Of course it's hard, you know, like, how could God allow this? How could we go without a father? But I think, you know, with the faith of my mom, if anything, it strengthened it, right?
Yeah.
James 1:12 says, "Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial. For when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him." And that's The World View on this Thursday, September 8th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.